So for the last two shiurim, we had a chance to build up a number of mysteries, and I think we left off at the cusp of beginning to put the pieces together and beginning to see a larger pattern in understanding what Shabbos is really all about that puts a lot of things into perspective. We had been looking carefully together at Rav Chaim Friedlander's opening essay on Shabbos at the end of the third volume of the Sifsei Chaim HaMoedim. And his begun with three questions and moved to a fourth. A tour of the different presentations of Shabbos and Chumash. Beginning with the fact, and this is question number one, the Jewish people first meet Shabbos in the context of the Mun, and the question is why? Why is Mun so central? Unless you think it's coincidence, it's not coincidence anyways, and that point is driven home by Rashi in Bereishis. Vayikadesh vayivarech, Rashi says, is kidsho b'mon, bercho b'mon. Going back to Parshas Bereishis, the Mun is already in the plans. So Mun is clearly very central. Why? What does that mean? What does that tell me about Shabbos? Number two, in Bereishis, Vayechal Elokim b'yam ha'shvi'i melachto asher asah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is only finished on day seven. What does that mean? One of Rashi's approaches is that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Menucha. What does that mean? Since when is Menucha a positive thing that would be created? It's just a lack of work. So what's with the Mun? What's with the creation of Menucha as though a Menucha is an is and not just an isn't, not just a lack of? Question number three takes us from Bashalach to Bereishis and now to Yisro, to Aseres HaDibros, Sheshes Yavim Ta'avod Vasisa Kav Melachtecha. V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. 6 days you work, day seven you rest. 6 days you work is practicality. It's not the mitzvah of Shabbos. Just say, the seventh day don't work. The seventh day is Shabbos. It's as though there's a mitzvah of working the 6 days. Now, it's important to take care of one's family. But it seems as though the work in the 6 days is not just the independent mitzvah, but part of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Is it just about contrast? What's that all about? So again, why the Mun? What does it mean that Menucha is created? And what does it mean that there's a part of Shabbos is the mitzvah working on the other 6 days? Those are three opening questions, which brought us to question number four and began to give us some understanding. Question number four was further in that pasuk in Yisro. Vasisa kol melachtecha. On those 6 days you do all your work. You do all your work. No one's ever done with everything when Shabbos comes. You put it aside. Vasisa kol melachtecha. Problem number four. What do you mean everything gets done? It's never always done. So Rashi is sensitive to this problem. So Rashi has an answer, but the answer opens new problems. Rashi says, well, when Shabbos comes, it has to be it should be be'enecha ki'ilu kal melachtecha asuya. You have to imagine as though all your work is done. Okay, so that's what kal melachtecha means, but again, what does that mean? A mitzvah to imagine? A mitzvah to pretend? What does it mean? Now, that might be a solution, as Reb Chaim Friedlander suggested, to how to achieve, not thinking about work on Shabbos. Imagine it's all done. That's what the Rashi is quoting. Shalot haher acher malacha. You imagine everything. Imagine as though all the work is done, all the projects are finished. Imagine you have no emails left for after Shabbos, so then you won't think about Shabbos. What does this all mean? does this all mean? What's with the man? What's with Kriya Menucha? What's with the mitzvah part of Shabbos is the working on the 6 days? But it's supposed to be called Malachtecha, in the sense that problem number four, as though that you therefore imagine as though it's all done when Shabbos comes. Four problems. And now let's begin to put the pieces together. So Reb Chaim Friedland develops the idea. He quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Dessler, here on page Tuf Beis. Ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. Ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya is a mitzvah to recognize that as a reality. An idea that he began to develop last time. Hakar shel Shabbos is lahavin shekadosh baruch hu boras haolam. V'gam achshav hu mamshich livro l'kayem es habriya b'chol rega v'rag. We ended last time, I think, by beginning to develop this idea. Let's see where it takes us. And let's see how this idea solves our problems and deepens our appreciation of Shabbos throughout the week. The idea of Shabbos, Rav Chaim Friedland suggests, one of the critical ideas of Shabbos, is we take a break on day seven from working for ourselves to recognize that ultimately every day it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the efforts are on us, but results are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really deciding what's going to happen and what the outcomes will be. We have a Chiyuv Hashtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be active partners in our destiny, even in our physical destiny, not only our spiritual destiny, active partners in our physical destiny, but junior partners in our physical destiny. Junior partners to Ribbono Shel Olam. And Shabbos is a day when we remember that the work of 6 days is work that we're working for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I'm a business owner, ultimately I work for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a Kadosh, even on the physical, financial side, I have a Chiyuv Hashtadlus, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one who's ultimately making the decisions, ultimately driving results. And if that's the case, Rav Dessler suggests, let's begin to work through our questions. The last of the four questions was, what's this? Vasisa kol malachtecha, ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya, you're supposed to pretend as though it's all done? So he says, no, you're not pretending that it's all done. You're recognizing a reality. Hincha mesugal lehisromem lehagil madrega kazu. A Jew is capable, a Jew has the ability, has the potential to rise, to grow to the level where he realizes, shekal malachtecha achein asuya. It is all done. Shabbos gives me the opportunity to recognize my malacha is to try. I have a chiyuv hashtadlus. Efforts are on me, results are on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I did my hashtadlus for the week. I haven't achieved all the results yet. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's business. Sheba tachsho shalo pasakti b'emtza malacha. I left him off in the middle of a project. That's true. I do need to be responsible. And when Shabbos is over, I'm going to continue the project. But zeo kvar yonu shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where it leads, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's end of the deal. Omek divrei chazal yehei be'enach, he says, appreciate the profundity, appreciate the nuance, what Chazal said, what Chazal saw, what Rashi quotes in the Mechilta, in reading that pasuk in Parshas Yisro, v'asisa kol malachtecha, yehei be'enecha ki'ilu kol malachtecha, so it should be in your eyes as though all your work is done. Eino ha'totzah. It's not, you know, at first glance, imagine as though the project's already completed. No, that's not what they meant. I'm not the one who's making it happen. Al hamutal alay la'asos. Kilu kol malachtecha asuya. Your part, the human's part, is done for the week. It is done. I did my hashadlus. The rest is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after all of this idea flows from the most fundamental aspect of Shabbos. Zeichel l'briyas ha'olam, zeichel l'maaseh b'reishis. Kasher nizkeh l'hisromeim la'gil la'kar she'Hashem b'aras ha'olam. When we recognize that, remind ourselves of, you know, what we subscribe to in our heads, you know, if I wake you up in the middle of the night and say, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, say yes. So it's in my head. Cerebrally, mentally, I believe that. The more I move that from being only in my head to being in my kishkas, something not only that I know is true, but that I feel is true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator, and as we began to develop last time, Bria Zui Tamidis, that God's creating of the world was not a one-time event that he created the world and left it to its own devices, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to feel a responsibility for the world and for us. HaKal Bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a shtadlus. So then, that can give me a real sense of calm. Not a pretense of calm. Not, oh, let me pretend that I have nothing to do. Let me pretend that all the projects are completed. Let me pretend that I have no jobs that need tending to amongst the Shabbos. No, it's not about pretense. It's about seeing the reality of the world with greater nuance. And that's a source of real peace of mind. Yodehu b'leiv shaket, ki aseh b'meshech sheshes yavim is kol muta alav. So the totsa will be shloi harach malacha. I'm no longer as concerned. Ma'yeh, ma'tiyah, totzaus. There is a sense of bitachon. Going back to what we saw many months ago, the Chazon Ish points out in the second parak, in his parak habitachon, that when I recognize that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling the shots, so I don't know what's happening next. That's certainly over the last couple of months. One of the lessons of Corona definitely has been we have refreshed our awareness that we can't really predict the future with certainty. That's for sure. The last couple of months, the last couple of weeks, with political upheaval and civil unrest, we can't know for sure what's coming next week, next day, but we do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware. What I expect to happen isn't necessarily going to happen, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects to happen is going to happen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best long-term interests in mind. That's a source of real calm. That's a source of real menuchas hanefesh. So this is this kol malachtecha asui. It's not ashlayat smith, not you're fooling yourself, pretend, oh, for Shabbos I'll play mind games of. No. It's a recognition that I need to do my part, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his part. And that a lot of, you know, the famous image that the Dubner Magid paints of the, you know, fellows walking along the road, schlepping a heavy knapsack on his back. A friend comes by in a wagon, pulls over, says, hey, hop in. Great. So the fellow hops, the pedestrian hops into the wagon. Thank you so much for the ride. This is great. And after a couple minutes, you know, the wagon owner realizes that the pedestrian he picked up still holding the knapsack on his back. He says, you know, no extra charge. You can put it down on the floor. He says, no. You know, it's enough that you're giving me a ride. You don't have to give my package a ride also. Nar. My horses are pulling your packages, whether they're on your back or they're on the floor. Either way, my horses are pulling the package. So you may as well relax and put the package down. So that's what the Dubner Magid comment in the Pasuk, Hashlecha Hashem Yahavecha V'hu Yichal Kalecha. Take your package, your Yahav, and throw it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will take care of you. He's carrying you anyways. Why don't you relax? So that's the message of Shabbos. And that's recognizing that reality, not fooling myself, I have nothing to do after Shabbos. No. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a shtadlus of me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a shtadlus of me, but I put that shtadlus into perspective. That yes, a shtadlus on me results on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to give me much more calm. And that's going to give me the capacity to really not be Mahar or Acham Malacha on Shabbos. So, this is not going to happen overnight. Sometimes it's going to happen 0 to 60 for this Shabbos. But as this grows on me more, so yeah, I have a chiyuv hashtadlus. Whatever my industry is, or whether I'm searching for a job, I have a chiyuv hashtadlus. Okay. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. But the more that sinks, the more I'm able to put work into that perspective, so the more I'm able to say, Shabbos, I have no chiyuv hashtadlus. Can begin to not only not do, but even mentally put it aside. And then Reb Chaim Friedlander, over the course of the rest of the article, points that all of the other questions fall into place as well. And let's briefly work backwards. We have been discussing for the last few minutes question number 4, which is what's the kol malachtecha, ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. Now we appreciate the ki'ilu doesn't mean pretend. Ki'ilu means recognize that on a certain level this is true. Expand your perspective. Our third question was also in Parshas Yisrael. Sheshes yavim ta'avod v'asisa kol malachtecha. That's a chiyuv, part of mitzvah Shabbos is the working during the week. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. He says, Chaim Friedlander quotes from the Sefarno, Sheshes Yamim Ta'avod, it means work during the 6 days with this same perspective in mind. Let Shabbos spread into the, bleed into the 6 days in terms of not only informing the way in which you don't work on Shabbos, but informing and giving healthy, proper perspective to the work that you do on Shabbos. And it quotes from the Sefarno, that's why the verb is ta'avod. The mitzvah is to be like an eved, to recognize that even if I'm self-employed, but I'm an eved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my work is also part of my avodas Hashem, and it's betoras eved. I recognize that I'm following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions, and he's calling the shots. So, part of the mitzvah of Shabbos is that it define the rest of Shabbos, gives me perspective that redefines how I embrace the work of the 6 days. And then moving backwards to our second question, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created menucha? Is the menucha something that one creates? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we create our menucha on Shabbos every week as a form of a halachta bedracha. We are recreating, we're following the divine model of creating a menucha, because as we've seen, menucha is much more real tranquility, real substantive inner calm, isn't just I stopped working. It's this, what we've been discussing, if I put life into perspective, and I put work into healthy perspective, and once again, it doesn't mean I'm not taking it seriously, and it doesn't mean I'm not working hard, and it does not mean that I'm not being responsible, chalila v'chas. It does mean that the hard work that I do, and the many hours I put in, are in the perspective of understanding my role, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in my parnasa. And as I, over weeks and months and years, deepen that perspective, as we've said, that creates real calm. And that's a calm that I create. Every Shabbos gives me the chance to create that menuchas hanefesh through refreshing and deepening this perspective on my role and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in my parnasa. So absolutely, what was the world missing? As Rashi says in Bereishis, it was missing menucha. And Shabbos is a chance to create, not physically with my hands, but with my mind, with my emotions, with my perspective, with my neshama, to create this menucha. And every Shabbos I can do some more creating of this menucha. And finally, we'll end where we began. Because with all this in mind, the first question falls into place beautifully. Our opening question was, what's with the man? The Jewish people meet Shabbos for the first time in the context of the man. It seems so random. Right? And we said, oh, Shema Tomer. Well, that's the way Jewish history played out. They needed to know about Shabbos because, as soon as the man fell, the first Friday they were getting doubles. And no, it's much more fundamental than that, right? A curious Rashi that in Vayechulu and Bereshit we're already referring to the man. Kidsha b'man, Bercho b'man, the double portion on Friday, then not falling at all on Shabbos. Why so fundamental? Says Rechai Freelander, it's beautiful. The man was that original presentation to Klal Yisrael with incredible clarity. These ideas. It was so obvious in the Midbar. Every single day, it was so clear your parnasa came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You couldn't miss it. Food literally fell from the sky. So the man was the ultimate 7-day-a-week training ground in this reality, in absorbing this reality. Mimela, it was the best context in which to present the perfect setting for the Jewish people to meet Shabbos for the first time was in the context of the man. You see, you're noticing every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you. Well, that's what you're not going to have man forever after. As we discussed in a different context last week. You're not going to have man forever after, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. It's going to be for a year, ended up being for 40 years. But still, in the context within the greater span of Jewish history, 40 years is a blip. But you're going to have forever after is Shabbos. And Shabbos, throughout all the centuries, will be a chance to reconnect with that message that the man made so obvious, but in very unusual, miraculous period in Jewish history. Shabbos introduces it to the many centuries of Jewish history when we're living more naturally. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in obvious during the Sheish Yemei HaMaaseh, Shabbos reminds us to seek, to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the Sheish Yemei HaMaaseh. And then Chaim Friedlander closes by saying, you know, what this is supposed to bring us to. He says, if you look at that first presentation of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael, in the Parsha of the Man, so he says, this is remarkable. He says, what are Klal Yisrael told? Shvu ish tachtav. Shvu ish tachtav. Al yetze ish mimakomo b'yom ha-Shabbos. Everyone, sit where you are. Don't leave your makam. So Chazal understand al derech drash in various halachic ways. It's a reference to Hotzah, the Easter of caring for one Rosh and other Rosh. Maybe it's a reference to Tchum Shabbos, not to leave too far from one's domain. But he says, Al Pi Pshuto. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, Shvu Ish Tachtav, sit at peace where you are. In other words, enjoy what you have. Shabbos is a day for Sameach Bechelko. And Shabbos is a day for Yetze Ish Mimakomo. Just focus on your own backyard. Don't spend so much time, you know, trying to figure out how much greener the other guy's backyard is than yours. That's the essence of where the Shabbos awareness is going to take you. The more I absorb this reality of this, noticing this reality, that ultimately my parnasa is driven by the Ribono Shel Olam, that efforts are me, results on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's unlocked by and enables me to be Sameach Bechelki. It's unlocked by and enables me to focus on enjoying what I have rather than, you know, bemoaning what I don't have. That's where, from a Mido's perspective, that's where this aspect of Emuna is going to take me. And that's why it all comes together in the Parsha of the Man. The Man is absolutely not coincidental. The Man was the ultimate, most obvious expression of the idea that Shabbos teaches us even in more natural times like these, and brings us to not only that the calm and tranquility, the menucha that a deeper bitachon gives me, that a fuller perspective on parnasa gives me, but it also gives me that the capacity to develop those midos that we all want to have. Being samech b'chelko, being focused on my own. So that's part of the power. That's part of the power of Shabbos. So this was, over the course of this opening piece of the Sifsei Chaim, so he drew the connection through the, by looking at this mun context, he drew the connection between Shabbos and Bitachon, and Shabbos and the Sheshes Mehemasa. So this completes this first approach and this first perspective of Shabbos. If there's interest, we can definitely move on next week. He has a lot more to say about Shabbos. A series of other articles. He talks about Shabbos in the Mishkan. That's another puzzle, like why all of Melacha Shabbos comes from the Mishkan. That also seems so random. That'll take us in a whole other direction. If there's interest in that, more than glad. If there's interest in the Machshir continuing in the world of Shabbos, we'll start a new topic, but within the framework of appreciating Shabbos.